From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Mariota Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 4th, and happy 58th birthday to actor Robert Downey Jr.
I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Yeah. Truth is, I am Iron Man.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Fifth grader awarded first place in PTA art competition. Hank Aaron's legacy celebrated during Braves' opening homestand. West Cobb Library promotes literacy through story time sessions. Plus, Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets about the best breakfast choices. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Marietta Mayor Steve Tumlin recently welcomed Charlotte Jones, a distinguished fifth grader from Westside Elementary, along with her family, to honor her achievement in the National PTA 2023 Reflections Art Contest. Winning first place in the 3D visual arts category for grades 3 through 5, Jones's artwork skillfully showcased Marietta landmarks, including the iconic Big Chicken, Marietta Police Canine Barney, and the Marietta Square Fountain. Through her piece, themed I Am Hopeful Because, she highlighted her optimism, drawing inspiration from the city of Marietta. The mayor and the city extended their congratulations to Jones, acknowledging her contribution and looking forward with anticipation to the future successes of Marietta's youth. The Atlanta Braves are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron surpassing Babe Ruth's home run record during their opening homestand at Truist Park. The celebration includes various promotions and special events, such as a giveaway of a Hank Aaron 74 home run record bobblehead to the first 15,000 fans through the gates and a commemorative poster for all attendees. The Braves will also display Hank Aaron's Baseball Hall of Fame plaque and memorabilia from his 715th home run in Monument Garden. Aaron's grandson, King Aaron, is slated to throw the ceremonial first pitch, and opera tenor Timothy Miller will perform the national anthem. The West Cobb Regional Library hosts a weekly toddler story time initiative focused on fostering literacy and language skills in young children. Spearheaded by April Cota Hobbs, the library's youth service librarian, this program incorporates book readings, song sessions, and interactive activities such as dancing to create an enriching environment for learning and socialization. Recognized by parents as a valuable platform for their toddlers to engage with peers and absorb nursery rhymes in an educational setting, the initiative has been a core offering since the library's inception in 2002. It welcomes children ages 18 months to 3 years, with additional sessions available for infants and preschoolers. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
The Bookworm in Powder Springs is hosting a week-long book celebration starting Monday, leading up to a festival on Saturday, April 13th. The festival will feature author panels, themed events, and a live mystery with over 25 authors scheduled to attend. The week will be marked by notable appearances from distinguished authors such as Denny Bryce, alongside fun activities like a poetry slam. The festival on Saturday will include a parade of book characters, a children's carnival, author signings, and panels. Powder Springs City Manager Pam Connor is excited for the festival and the One Book, One City campaign, which encourages the community to read the same book together. This year's selected book is The Overnights, an Ash Kane novel by Dr. Ian K. Smith. Georgia Highlands College was recognized for its affordability, ranking among the most affordable online colleges in the nation by College Consensus. The ranking considers factors such as tuition rates and accreditation. GHC offers various bachelor's degree programs, including online options like nursing, dental hygiene, criminal justice, healthcare management, logistics and supply chain management, health science, building information modeling management, and environmental and natural resources. GHC's affordable $95 per credit hour in-state tuition is now extended to students across Alabama with support for credit transfers from Alabama colleges. For more information and to explore transfer equivalencies, visit GHC's website. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you looking to save money on your grocery shopping trip? Don't overlook Laura Lynn products. Laura Lynn is our store brand or private label line of products that taste great and represent great savings for you and your family. So be sure and give Laura Lynn products a try.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath on the best choices for breakfast.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, these email questions that we get sent in are a fantastic one. So here's one from Jennifer, who is struggling with breakfasts and usually ends up snacking maybe an hour or two after she eats her breakfast. So she feels like she's doing something wrong. What should she be eating?
Well, usually when I see situations like this, the person is really eating a lot of carbohydrates for breakfast. Maybe they're just having a bowl of cereal and milk, or maybe they're grabbing, you know, a bagel or a muffin or a piece of toast with coffee. So all that is a lot of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are pretty quickly broken down in our body and are used as fuel for our muscles and our brain. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they don't have a lot of staying power. So for Jennifer or anybody who is really eating a very small breakfast that's mostly carbohydrates, the trick is really to combine that with some protein. So maybe if you have toast, maybe you can whip up some scrambled eggs or poach an egg and put that on your toast, and that's going to add some protein to it. Maybe you have that plain Greek yogurt that's high in protein with your cereal or with your cereal on top. And maybe you have a breakfast meat, something like a turkey sausage or something like that with your breakfast. But that is usually what I see when people say, I ate breakfast, but I'm hungry an hour later. It's probably because your breakfast had little or no protein and maybe no fats with it or small amounts of fat. So it's gone from your system within an hour or so, and now you're hungry again and you are tempted to graze and eat a lot of food just to fill yourself up. So really try and get more proteins with your breakfast, and that's going to help you keep more satisfied.
All right. The key word here is protein.
That's right. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.